Mijn eigen IBM-computer.
Nou, dan raak ik eindelijk eens die papierwinkel kwijt.
Hé, hey, het is geen speelgoed.
Op school mag het wel.
Goed dan.
Oké. Programma erin. Datum. 1, 2, hoppakee. En dan druk je enter.
Nou, het doet dus niks, meneer de computerexpert.
Dan moet je IBM bellen.
Of je stopt de stekker erin.
Hey, leuk dat je weer luistert naar de nieuwe aflevering van de podcast Of Je Stopt de Stekker Erin. I will change to English because we have a really nice guest here on table, but we are also here with...
Tony Bastiaans.
Of course. And we have a guest from our business
and
partner.
You are?
Baden Basten, of course. Oh, okay. You know that. I hope the listeners also do that already.
You never know.
But you never know. But we have a really nice business partner here at our table, TSP. If I say correctly,
yep.
Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Mark Roloff from TSP. I'm the SVP Global Channels at TSP. Take care of all our global partners and alliances that we have, especially with IBM. And yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Because you're sitting here at our table because you just introduced a really nice feature to our cloud catalog. Mm-hmm. It's mainly on Power VS. It's for IBMI. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah.
But before you switch gear towards that, TSP is a business partner or
we are an ISV, and since I think now around 35 years business partner of IBM, more or less quite right from the beginning of the Power platform. Since these days we are developing with our own developers in Germany the code for our solutions, and we maintain the code and update the code just in-house. And with Power VS starting, we thought this is an interesting move from IBM, delivering new infrastructure coming right out of a cloud like we see in all the other ecosystems where this is a kind of standard. And we see that a lot of businesses that are still relying on this so-called proven IT, that's what I learned today.
Yep.
It's not legacy, it's proven IT.
Foundational IT.
Foundational
IT. Ooh, even better. Yeah.
And guys, don't get me wrong, I have young guys in my team that always are, you know, looking at this green screen and think this is a kind of piece of history until they realize that this system is super modern and has so much stuff to offer. But you have to, you know, take you some time to get to understand the concept, which is still today super modern. And also the performance, especially for web applications, is super, super high compared to other platforms. And as we see now, the adoption with other cloud companies using Power systems, if you would have told me, Tony, 20 years ago that I can get a Power system from Microsoft or from Google, if I can say these names in an IBM podcast, I would have not believed that, and this has become, because of the efficiency of the platform, the compute power of the platform, something that is now really, you know, going through the roof.
Yep.
And we're growing here. And finally, we're now competing cloud-wise, IBM, against, you know, the other big hyperscalers, super huge, big players in the market. And we all think, and this, I think that was what we have in common, that cloud infrastructure also for legacy platforms is today the way it will go in the future. IBM has committed themselves to spend billions of dollars into setting up new data centers around the globe, giving customers the confidence of compute, the security and data protection you need in a tier 4 data center and upwards. Also, the stability of the lines in between these data centers around the globe, especially for global companies, is for security reasons and for cyber attack protection, something that you cannot really ignore anymore as a business owner. And, you know, with these imperatives, it's, I think, today something that it has already started changing the mindset of buyers and customers and, of course, partners. As we see also in our ecosystem, a change of the partner landscape, going from this classical networking within IBM,
yep,
you know, to like what we do today, to the digital world.
I got that, and I see that adoption. What the conversations that I have with end customers, they buy in for the cloud idea because they see it everywhere with all kinds of solutions. But then they say, yeah, but how do I get my proven IBM i system, what runs on-prem. Mm-hmm. How do I get it to the cloud? And if I'm mm-hmm. well informed, you as company has developed something yeah. really easy to make that migration that, towards that.
That was exactly what we saw when we saw the trend is going to that. And also avoiding, that's what we call always in the tech department, the rubber band situation. You have a new Intel infrastructure in the cloud, and you leave your IBM i behind on-prem. And if you don't get it to the cloud, it's like a rubber band. You have always to have traffic go forth and back.
Yeah.
Traffic is not always something that is free of charge. So it can give you a high bill if you send always data forth and back. And latency response times for applications also something that you have to consider. So we thought it's a must that you have an easy way to get your IBM i box into the same environment where your Intel infrastructure already is. Or having also use cases like hybrid setups and stuff like
yes.
that. So coming to the point, we have developed the first solution on IBM's cloud catalog that is capable of doing exactly this. We have an old system, maybe history of 30 years of application development, and we can, with a few steps, get this system without any big tech know-how and big projects directly, without any detours, to a cloud Power i instance.
So you really are able to pick it up, or how are you doing it towards to get there into the cloud? What are you?
When we would compare something from the Intel world, it's like you have an on-premise Intel instance and you want to go cloud. That means cloud is fully virtualized
yep.
to be able to have scaling effects that are very positive, also management effects that are very positive. And we would call it also, we have created a converter. We can convert a physical on-prem system that has remained at a customer site for 30 years, has been, of course, approved over 30 years, and get to a certain perfection. And this system we can just convert to a cloud instance in the cloud in a single step.
Just one single step.
It's an implementation process where you have to have, of course, enter source and target IP addresses. You have to have, of course, before you do that, a secure connection to the cloud instance.
Yep.
You have to create a cloud instance and But this is mostly it. So it's really easy. If you can read, you can do this even without being an expert.
Okay. And that's great. Yeah, sorry, Baron, I really get excited
yeah,
about
yeah.
it.
Me too.
But often customers have older versions of IBM i on-prem.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that they need to go to another environment is to get to a higher operating system.
Yeah.
Right. We can help you with that as well, because we can... sorry for that. The process is intended to even be able to skip two generations of Power i. So that means if you come from 7.3 OS level, you can go in the cloud. We are actually up to 7.5 at the moment.
Yeah, correct.
You can come from 7.3 and go with the same procedure directly to 7.5. You don't need a separate upgrade project.
So if I understand correctly, if I have to do a migration to the cloud, but I also need to upgrade my operation system to a higher level, I can combine that action.
Yeah, and I tell you exactly why, if you like.
Yeah, please.
You want to know
why,
how we do it? Because this is the key question I always get then, because when we started thinking about how we could do this best, we took a look at the cloud, what we have already in the cloud. So in the cloud, when we started, it was always easy to get an empty instance of Power i.
Yeah.
So it just takes you, when you are really slow and you have never done this before, it takes you, if you're really slow, I said 20 minutes maybe, 30 minutes, you're up and running if you have a cloud account already. But this is mainly just giving your payment data to IBM and then you have a cloud account, like opening an Amazon account or everything you use for your personal shopping. And if you do that... it's nice that you have an empty IBM i instance, but what you do with an empty machine? It's like having an operating system, no application, so it's not your data, it's boring.
Yeah.
So cloud experience, not so great maybe, because you would like to come in really alive.
Yeah, so, but in 20 minutes setting up an environment.
Not bad. Before that, you have to call maybe 10 persons that do the sizing for your new box. And then it takes maybe 8 weeks until you maybe get to know if it will be shipped and when it will be shipped. Then you need, in the old days, solution assurance. You have to measure your rooms. If your your rooms are adequate for the being, you know, delivered by IBM with the logistics company, that they move the IBM iBox through the door into your data center. Of course, this is all.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, this is now digital.
They get a lot smaller now, but in the past,
depends how big you size it. So, but you're right. So you get way more power in way smaller form factors and way more efficient. Yeah, you don't have to be afraid that if you turn on the box, the neighbor's lights go off. So all good now. Yeah. But coming back to what we do, we have understood that in the cloud, you always have an operating system up and running. And this is fresh, this is new. So when you already have this, why we should use and not make use of this and transport an existing OS over the line, which is also usually not everywhere, you know, 1 gig or even more.
Yep.
It's in real life, it's more of the time, it's less, to be fair, and maybe not way less. We have fast lines now in Europe too, and in other parts of the globe, even maybe faster. But we said we cut out the operating system. We take parts of the operating system that are mandatory, like user rights, you know, devices, all the stuff that you really need to get a copy of your system. And then we transport it to the other side and fit it into the existing prepared new operating system. So that's how we can skip that.
Yeah. So to say it in real easy words, it's like, just only copy the user data and not the operating system.
We copy everything, but not the operating system part that is, you know, standard of IBM. That you can get everywhere. When you have customers that have over 30 years, maybe had created special applications, which have parts, that, you know, put into the operating system, we can, of course, select that and take it over too, so to make the applications work.
Yeah.
But as you always know, if you have done, you know, work with an IBM I machine, you know exactly that you have, of course, anyway, if you migrate an IBM operating an IBM system to another IBM system, whether it's on-premise going from one generation to the next, you have to ensure that all your applications are matching the serial number of the new system.
Yeah.
That does not change because we have now cloud and Power VS. So you have to think about this anyway up front. Yeah, to get from your vendors the right keys that fit into the new environment. And also a pro tip is that you can now, with IBM's Power VS Cloud, pin the serial number of your cloud instance to become a fixed serial number so that it always, you know, stays with your machine so that it guarantees your applications will always work.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got a different question on that because, of course, so we can easily set up, we can easily migrate, we can even skip two versions if we want. But then, of course, those are foundational IT. We already said that. So foundational IT, what I know of them, gather a lot of data. So if you want to migrate, for example, 5 terabytes, how long will it take? Do we get some advantage out of the software?
You know, usually that's always the questions we get because anyone would like to know how long it will take to do that process.
Yep.
Because as we said, to make it as easy as possible, it's a solution that is for data at rest. You know, we can also take data while they're still in production, but this would require more know-how and more time to set it up. But the key here is that we, when we do that, we are able to not just take the data amount that is on the on classical on-premise side and say, well, this is average customer has today, let's say 10 terabyte. And if you take 10 terabyte over 100 Mbit line, of course, you can do the math and, you know, come to your conclusion that it maybe takes 20 hours or something like this, which is also still okay. Because if you have a weekend in between and you can have that downtime, or if you cannot afford downtime, you can maybe on premise can create a clone and then, you know, do this with a clone while you're still on production. This is all something that we can cut down because we have a compression capability inside the solution that takes this amount of data and shrinks it down by 96%.
96?
96%. Not in every case, depending on the workload,
but on
average, we have tested this with many customers. On average, it's really going in the direction 90%. As you know, IBM I is main part is database, which is part of the operating system. And we can take a lot of data of, you know, stuff out of this with compression. So that's why usually every 10 terabyte customers' data that we should send over the line becomes maybe a 3 terabyte customer. And 3 terabyte, even over a 100 Mbit line, we talk now about a few hours, not a few days.
Yeah.
And then you're more or less saying take the backup window, do it in and transport it in that way. Mm-hmm. And by taking that, compressing it, sending it over, I also don't need to invest in on-premise to have an extra copy there.
And the reason why we invented this was that we found, well, you can always, you know, do something locally, like creating a copy of a system, whether you have, you know, a clone, a PowerVS image, when you have already virtualized, all that stuff is nice, or using a VTL, it's all nice, it can all do this. But all this means you have to invest in new hardware, because we don't know really any single customer that has not his disks used, you know, more than or less than, this would be the right terminus, less than 60%. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is already the borderline, because how could you copy the same amount of data to create a copy that you would like then later on to transport to the cloud instance onto the same disk? So you need space.
You cannot
copy the same amount of data to the disks that are already more than half of it, you know, fully loaded with the existing production data. So, and if you want now a customer to invest in new hardware,
temporarily,
just to go to the cloud, just to tell him when you are in the cloud, you can throw it away. Sorry, would you invest in something that you can throw away a week later?
It should be a very good use case, but otherwise, no.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, or you.
It's
you
good for our sellers.
But the sellers love it. Sellers love it. But the budgets maybe don't like it so much. Because you maybe can make better use of it for your business with this amount of money that you save. And so the good part or the big advantage is, as you mentioned, Tony, the moment we are saving the data to get it into the cloud, we already are restoring it. It's a single process. So we do not have the three steps. Even if you go classical with a tape, what doesn't fit into a cloud environment where everything is virtualized, you don't have a physical tape anymore. It's really like saving, transporting, storing it in between somewhere, and then restoring. These are three steps of work.
Yeah.
And three times, most of the time, also the time. If you do it manually, it's more time. You can even use the product to go on campus without any cloud from power 9 to power 10, not having the need of doing this by hand with a tape in a kind of weekend, leisure time workshop when your wife kills you because you're already in the data center again at the weekend instead of, you know, having barbecue with your friends. And so this is something that makes it easier. And if we think about US destinations where the distances between customers and partners and, you know, supporters are really way bigger, you don't have to jump onto a plane just to convert the machine because customer gets the next generation. Or if you want to try out cloud, and of course PowerVS is, I think, even maybe smarter also for the future investment than to go on-prem. But I just want to try to mention that this technology works both ways.
And you are from Germany. TSP is a Germany-based company.
Right.
But you already mentioned US. How do I get there? Because just click and get it? And
yeah, exactly. That's also the funny part. And the most funny part is we discussed it in the coffee break. We had to explain when we had this idea of the solution, the Indian IBM iCloud Lab experts that are really heroes, superheroes regarding cloud architectures and deployment, automation, AI, gods in their field. We had to explain them that we're coming with a piece of foundational IT, and want to take it to your nice and fancy automated environment. And that is where they really had to get understanding that we are not starting in the cloud, whether we want to start in the cloud. So we created this funny part that if you have an on-prem machine, have never had any contact with cloud environments or anything like that, you can start this process going to IBM's cloud. You go really simply cloudibm.com.
Yeah.
I think it's the right word.
Yeah.
You know? And then if you have an account or not, that does not matter. You can just go catalog. That's, you know, just a hyperlink on the top. You click on it. You say migration or TSP or bus for iMigrate or just migration. We show up. You click it. And then it just asks you for, you know, what you want to do. You have to enter your on-prem historical proven foundational IT systems, serial number, partition ID. So everything you need, usually on-prem as well, yep, to create a license key. And after we got this purchase through the IBM Cloud Catalog store, like on the App Store for your smartphone, it's, you know, exactly the same principle. We deploy the piece of software to you with a little guide how to get it going. And then this is it. Then you put it onto your on-prem box. You enter the destination IP address of your cloud instance that you have, of course, to create before you,
yeah,
shift the workload to that side. And then you do it.
Then you hit the button.
You hit the button, you do
go
it.
Go home.
And we always tell the customers the most important part is here while you do the setup, please enter your email address because you don't have to sit and wait. You start that process, you go home, or you go, because usually you start this on a weekend, you know?
You start barbecuing with your friends, right?
You are on the barbecue with your friends, and when it's fast, which it usually is, yeah, get while you are, you know, having, you know, the second
before,
round.
Before
you get too drunk to understand what you get, you know? You get an email which states, migration finished. Come in next morning, you know, because maybe then you're sober again,
yep,
and you can then, you know, start testing the applications. And then cloud is not boring anymore because you got now really a new instance of power, the latest and greatest operating system level. And then you see what cloud can do for you because most people make a big mistake. They have today maybe 10 cores on-prem. Yeah. And then they start, you know, setting up a new cloud instance also with 10 cores. And they see, oh, the bill gets high. But this is rubbish because if you know cloud well enough, you know, you can start maybe with a single core, pay even less than you pay today. So cloud is not the part that is too expensive to go there, which a lot of on-premise partners are sometimes thinking.
Yeah.
Because they forget that you start way lower. And the moment you need this CPU power, it's just a click of a button, and then you go maybe not just 10 cores, you go 40 cores or 100 cores, do the job, and then you go back down to a single core, and then you save a lot of money. And when you need it, you have even higher power than on-prem, and you cannot scale on-prem. And this is something that's incredible. And when we tested this with IBM, you know, it was, of course, a 2 years-plus development time that we have, you know, done this to get this to perfection and to be fully automated, part of integral part of IBM's cloud setup. This, what we found is super practical that you really can create a clone, put it away, you know, shut it down. When you need it again for development purposes, you get the older version, just reload it into the cloud, activate it, and do this on-prem. You don't have the space, you don't have the disks, you don't have the budgets, and this is all so easy. It's like, you know, having, you know, this easy setup that most admins that have never been in touch with IBM I know from the Intel world.
Yep.
And this has now become a really usable, practical, down-to-earth solution that is not highly priced, you know, in the cloud, in the sky, or whatever you could call it. It's really a serious offering that you should really consider, because not we want to sell migrations here. It's just because it's for IT guys a super practical offering that you cannot ignore. If you ignore it, maybe you lose track of the business, and this, yep, is the beginning of the end, right? Yep. If you stop evolving.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a great story, isn't it, Barnett? Really combining foundational IT with the new stuff and make it easy to code there, because that is where a lot of customers are
struggling
on the hurdle to how do I get there.
Yeah.
But with what Mark and what TSP is providing, they solve that hurdle. And
you it's fixed
to
price, right?
Yeah.
So I think, how many days do you have to migrate your stuff?
We say you have 4 consecutive weeks, which means you have a month.
Yeah.
Because we thought to give customers the chance, after having done the initial copy of their on-prem system in the cloud, everyone would like to test these applications if they work fine, if there are any issues, because you don't have, as we said, not just the machine and their applications. You have also, you know, network environment.
of course,
stuff like printers, scanners, whatever you kind of business you run. So you have to test all this. It takes a while.
Yeah.
So when you have taken the time to test that, maybe you find that it's nice, it works, we want to do that. But in the meantime, the the on-prem system has changed data because they didn't stop production. So we have, again, then the chance for the same price to rethink what's necessary or to rethink the whole system to be sure that, you know, the cut over time is done after testing and has the up-to-date latest and greatest data without, you know, doing it all over again. And we thought as well, when we do now a complicated pricing, like usually on IBM I, users are known to that, there are several price models, like using partition P groups, CPW values. It's complex math. So we said, no matter if it's a small SMB system or it's a large enterprise system, fixed fee, everyone was looking at us and say, are you crazy? I cannot do that. We don't care. We don't make money with that. It's just an offering to adopt to the new to the new technology, because this is what we want to see. Yeah, and I think the volume is then later on what repays for our investment, because it was a loss of investment to create that and to be part of that cloud automation as well, which is of course in the back end a lot of work to do with a lot of programming languages. But we got a good help by IBM guys that would us exactly tell how to do that, and so that our development team was really capable of doing this in a kind of, I would say, for the first time, for a reasonable point in time or time you know what I mean. And as we know now how it works, we will for sure do further cloud products enablement with other software pieces that we have. We would like also to publish them there, because it makes absolutely sense to go to the next logical step.
I think this is a great story about also a partner adopting the new environment, see how to grow business, is really happy with it, and hopefully delivers more solutions to the cloud. So I think this is great.
It's a great solution. I think our customers will also like it. The price is not that high. It's an easy way and a fixed way to migrate all your data to the cloud, compressed. If you have more questions about this, send us an email, send an email to the client. We'll put these details into the show notes. And for this was the podcast again, and I hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.
Dankjewel, en we trekken de stekker eruit hier. Dankjewel.